KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have a mostly clear sky, 54 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, the Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a 16-year-old female from Westphalia was charged with assault causing bodily injury. The unidentified teen was charged following the investigation into an incident that occurred on West Washington Street in Exira on August 18th. The charges were forwarded to juvenile court services in Harlan. The incident remains under investigation. A traffic stop early Sunday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of a woman from Audubon County. The Sheriff's Office said a deputy saw a 2002 Dodge R15 pickup traveling north on Highway 59 at around 1:45 a.m. Sunday, and after turning around to follow the vehicle, the deputy observed it was beginning to travel at a high rate of speed. The driver, 30-year-old Allison Catherine Schutt of Exira, was taken into custody for OWI second offense and booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. The Sheriff's Office said also 54-year-old Stephen Christopher Harmon of Crescent was arrested Saturday afternoon for OWI first offense following a traffic stop near the Old Mormon Bridge Road and Lincoln Highway near Crescent. The deputy saw Harmon's pickup swerving on the road as another vehicle was between the pickup and the deputy's patrol vehicle. When the pickup came to the intersection, it stopped at the stop sign, but then proceeded for about 10 feet into the middle of the intersection and waved the other vehicle around. When the other driver didn't comply, Harmon turned north on Old Lincoln Highway and allegedly began to pour out a can of beer. At the same time, the pickup began to swerve from the center line of the road to near the edge. A traffic stop was performed, and Harmon was arrested for OWI first offense. He was also cited for improper use of lanes and open container. And 66-year-old Raymond Richard Brock of Crescent was arrested at around 12:45 a.m. Sunday for simple assault after he allegedly assaulted a 17-year-old male during a disturbance at a residence along Monroe Lane. A man and woman from Exira turned themselves into the Audubon County Sheriff's Office yesterday. 24-year-old Laura Lynn Beauville and 28-year-old Daniel Dean Brunner were taken into custody on charges that were the result of an investigation into an incident that occurred August 15th and was followed by the execution of a search warrant on August 26th at their home at 110 East South Street in Exira. Beauville and Brunner were each charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of marijuana, with the possession of marijuana charge being the third or subsequent offense for Brunner. The couple were released from custody after appearing before a magistrate. Glenwood police on Monday, assisted by Mills County Sheriff's deputies, arrested 34-year-old Misty Dawn Frazier of Glenwood. Frazier was taken into custody for child endangerment resulting in death and distributing a drug to a minor without a prescription. The Mills County Attorney's Office says that on October 19th of 2016, the Mills County Communications Center had received a 911 call at 502 North Walnut Street in Glenwood for an unconscious and unresponsive 8-year-old female. Glenwood Rescue was dispatched at the time to the scene along with officers with the Glenwood Police Department. The juvenile was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs, where she was pronounced deceased. Upon review of the preliminary autopsy report, the Mills County Attorney's Office, the Iowa DCI, and Glenwood Police opened an investigation into the death of the child. The autopsy showed that she had toxic levels of an antidepressant, amitriptyline, in her system. Frazier was being held in the Mills County Jail on a $35,000 cash-only bond pending an initial appearance before the magistrate. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday morning released additional details about a single vehicle accident that occurred Saturday on Highway 92 near 505th Street or just west of the Cass Pottawatomie County line. Chief Deputy John Reynolds told KJAN News the accident happened at around 4:40 p.m.
A 35-year-old driver by the name of Jesse Westover from Grant was driving a 2005 Pontiac GTO owned by an individual from Oakland, traveling eastbound on 92, right in the area of 50526 Highway 92. Said he crossed the center line, lost control, hit the ditch and went airborne, landed on its wheels and stopped. The driver was transported to CCMH with complaints of pain.
Reynolds said the report didn't indicate if any citations were issued. Police in Clarinda late Friday night arrested 18-year-old Jaden Anthony Morris of Clarinda on numerous drug-related charges. Morris was taken into custody at around 11:40 p.m. at a residence in the 600 block of North 11th Street in Clarinda for felony possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, possession of prescription drugs without a valid prescription, and possession of drug paraphernalia, the latter charges of which are serious and simple misdemeanors, respectively. Morris was being held at the Page County Jail on $6,300 bond. Sheriff's officials in Union County said yesterday 52-year-old Robin Annette Carter of Lormore had been arrested Friday night and transported from the Polk County Jail to the Ringgold County Jail on a Union County warrant for criminal mischief in the second degree. Carter was later released from the Ringgold County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Officials with the Page County Sheriff's Office Monday said they were notified Saturday morning about a vehicle in a ditch about 1 mile west of Clarinda in the 2600 block of 220th Street. Deputies arriving at the scene located a 2005 Dodge Ram 2500 in a pasture. Their investigation determined the vehicle had been traveling west on 220th when it left the roadway on the south side, traveled down a steep embankment, and crashed through a fence owned by Wendell Holdruff of rural Clarinda before the pickup came to rest in the pasture. The vehicle was owned by 32-year-old Cole Curtis Johnson of College Springs. During the investigation of the accident, it was determined that Johnson was driving the pickup when the accident occurred around 2:30 a.m. on Saturday. Johnson failed to report the incident to the sheriff's office and was not at the scene of the accident when it was reported. Deputies cited Johnson for operating a non-registered vehicle. Creston police report the arrest early this morning of 32-year-old William McKinley of Winterset. McKinley was taken into custody at the law enforcement center on a Union County warrant for a charge of theft in the second degree. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. A four-hour standoff with law enforcement in western Iowa occurred Sunday, and authorities say that Sac County Sheriff's deputies had been looking for a 32-year-old male since about 9 a.m. on Sunday who was threatening suicide by cop and had made homicidal threats the night before. The unidentified man was located around 12:25 p.m. in a residence at 406 West 1st Street in Wall Lake. He was in the home alone. Deputies made contact with the individual by phone and were told he had guns and would make police shoot him if they did not leave. Also, during conversations with the male, he threatened to shoot law enforcement officers out his window. A perimeter was established and neighbors evacuated from their homes. Iowa State Patrol sent a crisis negotiator to assist. The negotiator was able to talk to the man into surrendering at around 4:15 p.m. He was taken to an area hospital for evaluation. No injuries were reported. Responding to assist the Sac County Sheriff's Office was the Lakeview Police, DNR Conservation Officer, Iowa State Patrol, the Sac County Attorney, and the Lakeview Ambulance. Buena Vista County Sheriff's Office Special Emergency Response Team, or CERT, were en route to Wall Lake when the male surrendered. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.